Podcast. It's podcast time, everyone.
We're back.
I'm very excited to see Tyler because we spent Easter break away from each other for 6 days.
We've been separated for too long.
For way too long. It's kind of a shock from seeing each other every day to not seeing each other for 6 days.
What
it's
are we
going to
do over the summer?
I know.
I'm going to go through withdrawals. Like, I'm not going to be okay.
Oh, yeah, no, me too. I'm going to have to come visit you.
Absolutely.
Like, all the time.
Please.
But perfect segment into today's episode. We're going to be, this is mainly targeted towards people that are looking to enter FGCU in the fall. Class of 25, this
so,
is
yeah,
for you.
So our first years or our transfers.
Or our people that are already here and want intel or info. This is for all of you. Because Tyler and I are going to be talking about the period of summer leading into your first year. And we're going to talk about things that we wish we knew before coming to FGCU. And little ins and outs of how to make your college experience the best. Even before you enter college. So, I don't know. What did you do? What were you doing around this time a year ago?
Okay, so we're going to go back to February. Because this is,
okay.
I'm a major planner. Okay.
Yes.
So this is when it all started, was in February. Because that's
is this
when,
commitment?
This is when I decided, yes, I'll go to FGCU.
Oh, we're going way back. Okay,
yes.
Start us there.
So I made that decision in February. From February all the way through, especially in March, I had a lot of free time in high school. My senior year was, I was doing work, but I had a lot of free time. So essentially, I would just go through Eagle Link. Believe it or not, I was using Eagle Link before I even got to FGCU.
Wow.
To research the different clubs and organizations that they had. And that's how I stumbled across Beta Theta Pi. That's how I kind of looked at student government a little bit. So I did basically, that's what I was doing in those earlier months, was just who was I going to kind of join and be a part of my freshman year.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's phenomenal. I committed in February as well, because I know that that's when I paid my housing deposit.
That's what did it for me too, yeah.
Yes. But around that time, I was not looking on Eagle Link because I did not know at that point that Eagle Link existed. For you, those of you that don't know and are curious, Eagle Link is the major platform that hosts all the clubs, all the organizations that you could be a part of, any events you can RSVP to.
My first piece of advice for first years would be to start using Eagle Link. Familiarize yourself with it a little bit.
Wow. Okay. See, brilliant advice. Tyler just got the prompt. I was like, we're talking about things that we wish we knew. I didn't know that. I wouldn't have even thought to talk about Eagle Link.
Yeah, it was very helpful for me. And it's definitely a good idea if you're wanting to kind of get the idea of what the culture is at FGCU.
Oh, yes, it is. Yeah, I love that. Oh my God, yes, do that. If you are waiting to come to FGCU, look on Eagle Link, make a plan for yourself about what clubs and organizations you want to join. I, over summer, a club called Delight Ministries reached out to me, and it was a Bible study group for women. And that was something that, coming from Catholic school, is something that my parents really thought I should stick with. And I went to a few meetings, and I definitely enjoyed it, but I kind of fell out of practice with that RSO.
Mm-hmm.
So it definitely, Eagle Link, even though I didn't find them through Eagle Link, they messaged me directly. Oh, furthermore, social media. Look at clubs, look at organizations. If you're going through recruitment, don't put all your eggs on the Instagram basket. Don't base any of your decisions off what the Instagram looks like.
They do table.
And maybe I did that.
I did it too. I did it too. But when you're miles away from the university and you have no window to really look at, unless you're looking through Eagle Link or through social media, really all you can use.
Oh yeah, no. I think it's when you're outside of it, I think it's an amazing tool, but it's not very reflective of what you're actually getting into.
Once when you get here, it's wise if you just start to branch out on your own and go to these tabling events, go to these informationals that they might be having.
Yeah.
That's what I would recommend if you wanted a more in-depth view.
Yeah, so I think in that sense, social media is a great way to be connected with the FGCU campus before you even get here. But I think only take everything that you see with a grain of salt. Like, if you want to go look at if are there pictures of events? Are there pictures of, like, sisterhood? Are there pictures of different philanthropy things? Like, look for that. I was very into aesthetic a year ago.
Oh, so you were totally looking at the Instagram.
Oh, I was scrolling there like, oh, my God, this one is pink. Like, yeah, don't do that. Okay, let's talk about first year decisions that you have to make leading up going into college.
Yes.
Roommates, tough. Yes. Roommates are hard.
Roommates, you just really, it's a risk, but you either get in with a good group or you get in with a not so great group or, you know, you just, yeah. It just depends on where you go.
It was literally April last year and I did not have a Facebook. And I was talking, I basically, everybody that had FGCU in their bio, I followed on Instagram. Hey, it's a pandemic.
You networked.
Have to make connections mm-hmm. somehow. And people reach out to you. You reach out to some people. It worked. It worked great. This one, Peyton. Literally Peyton. Do you know who I'm talking about, right? What's his last name? Gillespie. Now we're talking about, I literally met him like once in person and now he's being discussed on our podcast. Great. No, but Payne was one of the first people that I actually talked to.
Really?
And yes, he's the reason I have Facebook. He literally is like, how's your roommate search coming? And I'm like, we're supposed to be starting that now.
And he, yes,
and definitely. he's like you need to make a Facebook. And I was like, I don't know how to do that. Obsolete. He like walked me through making a face. It's like the most simple thing ever, but I don't know. Isn't that cool?
That's pretty interesting too.
And now Tyler and I mean, wait, actually I've met him a few more times
you
than
have.
Once.
I believe you
it's
have.
Not weird, but mm-hmm. But yeah. Network. Reach out to people. Be open-minded. If somebody like I know it's a little don't say directly where you're from. That's a big one.
Why is
girls,
that cranky?
Girls especially do not tell boys that reach out to you where you are from. That was a big thing for me because a lot of people, guys reached out to me.
Of course they did.
But I had one incident.
Oh, no.
I had one incident where he's like, where, like, I didn't know this person. They just added me on Snapchat. And he's like, where are you from? And I'm like, well, I'll say it. I'm from Boca Raton.
Shocker.
All of you strangers on the listen to the podcast can know, but girls don't tell random boys on the internet. That very hypocritical of me, this situation that we're in. But no, I told said boy, I was like, I'm from Boca Raton. And he lived in a city that was like 20 to 30 minutes away. And so immediately he's like, can I come over?
No.
Can I come over? Come on, we live so close to each other. Like, let's be friends before FGCU.
Absolutely not.
Okay, this is a good raw reaction moment because Tyler, we know.
I never heard this
we
story.
We know who this is. We're friends with him now. Okay, I will apologize later to him, but it was
No. Just write it down. I'm having her write this down.
Okay, we're not going to discuss. I don't know if I have permission to disclose.
Stop.
I don't know if I have permission to disclose this identity, but Tyler now knows he's dying. It got to the point where I had to block him. And then we come to FGCU. And then
the awkward moment.
He is connected to my big. And so we met and I had no clue that this was the guy that was like messaging me every day to come over. And I guess he told Mary, he's like, your little blocked me. And I was like, I have no clue why. Like I didn't even like do anything. And then I told him the story. And apparently he was just trying to make friends and not trying to be weird and was very shocked but surprised when I explained it to him in the way that I interpreted it.
But my moral of the story, always play it safe.
Moral of the story, always play it safe. I got lucky that this that he just happened to be like, I don't know. I'm just trying to go up.
That's wild.
I know. Isn't that funny? I've never even told you that story. But yeah, now that's out there. Don't tell people, don't give out personal information.
Absolutely not.
Talk about surface level. No, don't talk about. I don't know.
I wouldn't want to say small talk.
Just talk to people, damn it.
Just make sure that you're making some form of connection.
It's a pandemic. Make friends.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, so roommates. Honestly, like, you could. I searched for hours. And, like, I don't know. I searched for hours for one set of roommates, and then I went random for the next. So, I don't know. I have no, like, advice on that. Try to live alone. It's not weird. It's not weird.
I love how you have to justify it. Like, it's not weird.
No, because I used to think, when I was trying to make room selections, I remember being like, oh my god, I want to live in, like, the newest three-person room. But now I live alone, and it's wonderful.
I mean,
that's not a dig to having roommates. I'm just saying, like, I used to be like,
no, I completely understand where you'd be coming from.
My pediatrician, when you do your annual checkup, I got one of those before I actually left. And he was like, it's a pandemic. Try to get a single room if they have any. And I was literally like, ew, no. Who lives alone? But now I'm like, everyone try to get a single room. I don't know. It is what it is. I have no advice.
I enjoy where I'm at. I like where I'm at.
I enjoy where Tyler's at.
Osprey's beautiful.
Are you comfortable that you just outed where?
Oh yeah, I'm perfectly fine with that.
Okay.
They don't know where I'm at in Osprey. That's the tricky part.
Doesn't it say your name on the door?
Yeah, not my last name, though.
There's a lot of Tylers in this world.
It's a very common name.
Okay, roommates. We were not very helpful with it. Just get on it as soon as possible.
And if you can, one thing that I found beneficial, meet up with them before if you can.
Yeah.
I had the fortunate aspect of having both of my roommates in state. Like, they were both from Florida.
Yeah.
So we were able to meet up at a planned meeting location, as official as that sounds.
At the Applebee's.
And we discussed, like, I guess, like, icebreakers kind of thing. Like, we just kind of got to know each other a little bit more. But I would recommend that, because if you can even do it before you have to finalize your roommate selection,
yeah,
that would even be more helpful.
Yeah.
Obviously, this is if you plan months in advance, but why not?
I don't know. I'm going random.
I would be okay with going random to an extent, depending on, like, you know, I guess, like, what your major is. If you have a very specific major where, you know, you're going to be living in your dorm, or you're going to be up doing, like, late hour work, keep that in heavy consideration.
If you're playing a tuba at 1 in the morning.
My music major friends.
Maybe you should live alone.
You know what? I like my roommate.
Does he do that?
No, he doesn't play the tuba yet. But
no. Oh, no.
But he plays piano. Plays viola.
Does he play it late? No, he does not. Does he? Like, late in the into the night?
Not late in the night. Actually, okay. He's never played it late in the night. But I don't care, because, like, you know, I've grown up around music students. I was a band kid my whole life, practically.
No, he's good. I feel like he's good about it,
and
right?
He's good at playing its instrument, so then it's even easier for me to, like, be around it.
I wasn't talking about skill. I meant, like, time-wise. Like,
oh,
I
yeah,
like
no. He's very considerate,
yes.
But he's a very good player.
Yes,
so it's enjoyable when he plays.
Yes, good.
It's not like, oh, he brought out the instrument again.
God, I ran into him today, too. I ran into, like, 4 people today.
Shout out to Xavier.
Picture me today, late, trying to get my Chick-fil-A so that I can sign into my online class. That starts at 1, and it's now 1:20, and I'm sitting in the library, and, well, no, I'm not even sitting down at this point. I run into, who else? I ran into 5 people. I run into somebody else in the library,
too. Aren't you Miss Popular today?
No, sit down, turn on my computer, it is 1:22 at this point, and I'm like, oh my god, I am 22 minutes late for my class. And then you hit him with, sorry, I was having connection issues.
Oh, yeah. It works every time.
No, I didn't do that.
I've never had to use
that. I was too embarrassed to do it.
If I've ever used that excuse, it's genuinely honest. Like,
yeah.
Especially when I go home, I don't have the greatest connection.
I've never done it either, but I know, like, I feel like anytime anybody signs on late, they go, sorry, connection issues.
I love the one when it's the poll questions, and so they get the answer wrong, and they said, oh, I misclicked. Does that happen to you?
No.
Is that just me?
I've only had one poll, and I got it right. But I always fear, every time I'm in macroeconomics, there's always a ripple of fear that goes through me that there's going to be a poll and I'm not going to get it right.
It's always the same people, though, who's like, oh, I misclicked. Like, I don't mean to be that person, but I'd literally be like, can
you? I've made a plan, though. I've made a plan that if I ever get a poll wrong, I'm just going, like, it's just going to be something that I'm going to have to accept and be like, damn it.
Oh, I accept it with, like, great honor. Like, yes, it was A and I chose C and I don't care.
Yes, clearly I don't know what's going on in this class, okay? Okay, next topic. Have you taken a summer class?
I will be taking a summer class.
Okay, I haven't taken one up until this point either, so we can't give you advice on that.
But make sure that you keep your like mental health in consideration, your time management-wise in consideration, because summer courses are typically accelerated. Yes. So definitely want to keep that in mind when you go to decide what you're going to do.
Yeah.
When that time comes, or if that time is coming for any of you who are still registering. Yes,
absolutely.
But that's like, because that was one thing. I was going to take 3 classes over the summer.
Ooh.
But my advisor was like, you know, well, the classes, I was going to do 2 sciences and one humanities over the summer. And my advisor was like, you know, you're like, I want to do 2 sciences back to back. And I agreed with her. After thinking about it, I was like, that was a very wise decision.
I'm doing a history. And that is all. Asynchronous.
I enjoyed my government class. My government class.
I had no clue what this meant. When I was calling my advisor trying to get classes for first year, and they kept using the word asynchronous versus synchronous. Asynchronous means that the instructor just throws work at you.
Which I think is going to be very common for this summer semester.
Oh, yeah. No, it's totally fine. Like, mm-hmm. I'm totally down to do an asynchronous. I am doing an asynchronous class. But it's not timed. You don't have to sign into class. It's just, like, material that you have to read and then do work. It's a lot of busy work.
That's one thing that, like, just thinking back to my summer schedule, there's one course. I'm forgetting which one it is. But they're, like, holding, like, an actual class lecture virtually. And I just feel like it's going to be so unnecessary. Because it's not like a 1 hour, like, it's not a 1 hour class 3 times a week. I'm pretty sure, if I recall correctly, it's like 2.5 hours 3 times a week.
Oh, yeah. That's like my earth science class.
Okay, see, that's why. Because it's also earth. I think it's earth science. Did I get earth? No, I think I went with environmental because earth science filled up.
Ah, okay.
Get on top of registration. Or just don't be like me who registers. Or, like, literally my registration date had to be, like, the last possible date for you to register.
Really?
It felt like it. Everything
when
that
was
I,
it?
It was March 31st. It felt like almost every class that I was going for was overfilled at that point. I had to change 2 different classes because I could not. Yes, I had to change one in the summer semester and one in the fall semester because they were all filled up. So I did not enjoy that. I was like, wow.
I'm so sorry. Me sitting over here with my first day.
Frankie's like, I'm in honors.
Tyler, we gotta get you in honors.
I was like, off by 1 point. I'm so frustrated by that. Yes.
Reapply and interview.
I should have done that.
Yes, do it.
Someone told me to do that anyways.
We will get you on that.
Not this semester, though.
Next topic of discussion, recruitment. Oh my gosh. Okay, ours is intense.
Really?
Yes.
I overheard this somewhere.
Panhellenic recruitment registration is open now. Please fill out your recruitment registration form by August 15th. I think. I don't know. Just do it before August.
We'll have an update on that date next
week.
That
was my Panhellenic plug for recruitment.
I'm trying to like word this without sounding illiterate right now. Like, don't they or doesn't they? But does the recruitment committee, do they have to show up earlier to get things done?
Oh, we all have to show up earlier.
You all do. Okay,
every
see,
single
I
one of us.
That, but I thought it was just like your recruitment.
Every
committee.
Single one of us has to move in a week early to be at school for 7 hours of the entire recruitment process.
All of the sisters of Kappa Delta will be on campus a week early.
All of the sisters of every,
of
sorority,
every sorority
will be on campus a week early. Yeah.
That's exciting.
So register for recruitment as soon as possible. Find sweet sisterhood with Panhellenic. That was good. That was a good commercial voice.
Good plug.
That was.
You should get paid for that.
I can do more. Kappa Delta says to go Greek.
Love that.
I don't know. What are the other ones? No, I'm kidding.
I love this segment. But one thing I did want to give advice to.
Wait, I want to talk talk about recruitment.
Okay, talk about recruitment.
Okay, recruitment is intense. So you sign up with all your info. We were virtual last year, so we had to make a PowerPoint of ourselves. Oh, I went ham on this PowerPoint. We had to give fun facts. Do you want me to read my fun facts to you?
All I got to say is that IFC was not this wild.
I know. I would love to hear about your recruitment, but ours, like, takes up part of the summer. Well, I don't know. It's, like, right before classes, but, like, it's very necessary to include because it is quite literally right before you actually get an FGCU. Okay. Me just, like, randomly talking, looking for my PowerPoint. Okay. My PowerPoint was a nice little Canva section, and they asked us to give fun facts, and these are mine. My hometown is Boca Raton, Florida. Number two, my birthday is on February 1st, so that makes me an Aquarius.
I was waiting for the zodiac sign. I was waiting for it.
Number three, when I'm not teaching Bob Ross style painting classes at the art studio that I work at, I can be found relaxing on my boat, making vision boards, cooking, or consignment shopping.
I actually like that. That was really clever.
I mean, it's good. Like, those are true, but, like, I don't know. It's just so funny. A few of my favorite things. It's a long list. Okay.
Just a few.
Succulent Let me list plants, 10. Leopard print, LaCroix, 70s fashion, art, the color orange, my pet turtles, and my crazy Italian family.
So that totals up to 8?
Just a few little things just about myself.
Just a few.
Next fun fact. I believe Disney Plus is far superior to Netflix. I feel like that view has changed a little bit.
How do I go about this debate?
I feel like that's changed a little bit. I'm not going to lie. But
I just find things on Netflix now. And it's like, oh, this has been here.
Yes. Yes. Netflix has been, I don't know. Netflix has been popping lately. Last fun fact. By majoring in entrepreneurship, I dream in one day owning my own cosmetics brand or fashion brand or an interior design firm. Okay.
I guess that's good.
I mean, the makeup part is correct. The fashion part could also be correct. And then I used a fabulous photo.
If only y'all could see this.
No one can see it, but it's like a very, it's like a major glam shot. And yeah, that's it. That was the PowerPoint.
So I have no PowerPoint because I did not need a PowerPoint.
Yeah, no, Tyler did not need a PowerPoint.
For recruitment with IFC, I was very fortunate. You were online for Panhellenics.
Oh, yes. Yes. And it was like a full day thing. And if you didn't show up to any of the different...
You were just out.
Even if, like, for whatever reason, you weren't feeling that one and you just chose not to show up, you were dropped from the process.
Wow. See, IFC, I enjoyed the recruitment process.
I enjoyed my recruitment process too, but...
Let me restate that. It was very laid back.
Yes, yes.
We walked into... First of all, it was in person. My like the whole IFC segment, like the informational, was in person. It was a ballroom with spaced out chairs, so we were all like socially distanced.
Nice.
But I nice. Sat I sat next to who would soon to be one of my future brothers in my pledge class.
Who?
Jacob.
Oh.
Yeah, I know, right? Wild. It's wild how like puzzle pieces.
Oh
like,
my God!
Fall.
Did you see Bryce?
I don't Bryce. Recall.
Oh damn! He's gonna be so mad when he hears that.
Whoopsies.
His name is Bryce.
But if you're feeling creative, it's Bryce.
Did you see Bryce?
No, I don't recall seeing him, actually. Okay. I don't recall seeing a lot of my pledge class, believe it or not. I remember, like, almost all the seats were full, though.
Oh.
Yeah. So it was a very big thing, and that was not the only segment. Like, I think they did, I don't know how many segments. I just know that there was one after mine, and there were two segments the day before and two segments the day after.
Okay.
But anyways, essentially, I wouldn't say advertise, but I guess that's kind of what it was. I mean, fraternities try to pitch their whole, like, rush video and, like, pitch their principals and stuff like that. Just kind of, like, try to get you to be more encouraged to want to rush them over others in the room.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very much a, like, attention grabber type night.
Is there anything that you wish you knew before going through recruitment?
Knew before I went through recruitment? Not really, because I feel like everything was explained very well to me, even through the process, which I was really like, I'm a planner. I like to know things before I get into something. And I kind of learned things as I was going, but it was in a way that I was processing and I wasn't really feeling overwhelmed about what I was like taking in and all that. So
okay.
I knew pretty much everything I wanted as the time came for it. And I kind of feel like that's how it should be.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. A few things. They, I feel like they keep you in the dark about recruitment while you're going through the recruitment process. And they basically only tell you things like when you need to be there. They'll tell you like a day before, like, here's what's happening tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Here's when you should be signed on to things. But it's like, it's a process. Yeah. One of the things I wish I knew is that nobody cares what you look like. No one cares. No, they don't. I literally, like, I bought new outfits. I bought, like,
oh my goodness,
what I saw, like, online that was, like, sorority girls.
Just trying to, like, impress.
Yeah, no.
But you don't have to do that.
Oh, no, it was very much my style, too. Like, oh, mm-hmm. I'm very much over the top. It very much fit with who I am. But, like, I don't know. I would have worn, like, one of my other fabulous outfits that I already owned, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, looking back, I would say to myself, like, I mean, don't, like, saying this sounds bad, but I would say to myself, like, don't try so hard.
Well, don't, because it's like you they're going to lose sight of who you truly are. And at the end of the day, you definitely want to present the real you.
No, and I definitely, like, oh, I definitely presented the real me. Mm-hmm. There's no doubting that. But, like, use what you have. You don't need to go out and, like, you don't need to buy new outfits to, mm-hmm. like, boost, I don't know, whatever image you're trying to show them. Like, just show them you. Show them, oh my God. Another thing that I want to say to anybody that is out there, because I love interviews. I love talking in front of people. It's, like, my favorite thing ever. But a lot of people do not like that. So mentally, if I do get nervous, what I say to myself is basically, like, I have the power to determine what this person thinks of me. And I have 15 minutes to make I have 15 minutes to make sure that this person knows how incredible I am. So I'm going to say, like, I'm going to do what I can to present that image.
So sign Frankie up for a motivational speaker slot, because
just think of it like that. Like, I have 15 minutes to make this girl like me. What am I going to tell her?
These 15 minutes will set the stage for how they will see you from here on.
Yes, it will. Your answers, like, I mean, okay, I can't get into the scoring process, but your answers, like, resonate with them. Like, they are genuinely listening to what you have to say, because they, as much as you want to find your right home, they want to make sure that you are finding, you end up in a place where you are going to be most supported and loved.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that, there's that. Don't be nervous. Just show them you. Just do it. Like, I don't know. I wasn't nervous at all during recruitment, because I live for stuff like that.
I never really had a reason to be nervous,
good,
honestly.
Good. Okay. I know a lot of people are. But I was nervous on bid day because I really wanted Kappa Delta. Really wanted Kappa Delta. Oh, my God. Hey, guess where I ended up? Surprise.
Kappa Delta.
Yeah. I don't know. Do we even... Oh, my God. Meal plan. Yeah. If you are struggling to pick a meal plan, the struggle is over.
Because I have some advice for you.
Do not buy the meal plan that I currently have, where it's the 14 meals every week and then like a certain, like, $150 flex, I think.
Is that really what we get?
Yeah.
I thought we had more than that, because I thought we were on the same meal plan.
Oh, it's 150 a semester, so it's 300 in total.
Did it roll over from last semester?
Yeah.
That's why I had so much.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, educate yourself. Flex dollars.
No, because in theory, it sounds legit. Like, you... Like, you're supposed to eat three meals a day. So, in theory, the two meals sounds it sounds like a reasonable option, but it is not.
It depends on your circumstances. It's different for, like, everyone's different, and how they go about it would be different.
No one should buy that meal plan.
I'm on that meal plan, and it did fine for the first, like, 8 weeks of the fall semester.
Yeah.
And then it was kind of to the point where it was like, I'm not using this as much as I once was.
Oh, yeah. No, I have like 6 meals a week that I just do not. It's not that I'm not eating. It's just like, you go places, you eat dinner places. There's so many events on campus where they feed you lunch. Like, you waste those meal swipes and you like can't. And sidebar, you can only use one meal swipe on main campus a day.
What?
Yes. Did you not know this?
See, this is why we're having this talk, because clearly Tyler was uneducated before he came into this session.
Oh, yeah, no. If you eat lunch on campus, you can't go, like, eat.
That's why it didn't work the second time.
Yes.
Okay, that's interesting. Yes. It's interesting you say that, though, because then the other thing that I wanted to bring up was also the fact that if you get involved in certain things, you won't be eating on campus that often, because sometimes, at least in my situation, it's like the brothers are going to go, like some of us were wanting to go here, and there will be like five of us who go out to eat some night.
Mm-hmm.
That happens. I'm sure it happens for Kappa Delta, too. I'm sure like you and some friends, at least.
I mean, we go to Sovi. We go to the dining hall together. If anything, that's where I actually use my meal swipes.
I think if you were like on main campus, or not on main campus, but if you lived on campus and you spent a lot of time on campus, highly recommend it.
Yeah.
But if you're one of those people who's kind of like me, where I don't know, I kind of end up everywhere.
No, there's another meal plan where it's seven meals and then the rest of the meals are given to you in flex dollars.
That's what I need. I would recommend that one.
That is perfect because eating that way, lunch, you can eat lunch. Like, I don't know. I love eating lunch on main campus, even though they closed my two favorite places. But whatever.
That's the other thing is like, I never understood the value of flex dollars. First of all, fall semester, I only had one class on campus. So the incentive for me to be on campus, especially when it only met once a week, was very low.
Yeah.
So come spring semester, I'm here for like two classes, which it felt like I had more than that, but I was really only here for two classes.
Yeah.
And yet I find myself like being drawn to use it more because I'm here a little bit more often. I know I got more involved, especially like with the student government. I was on the outreach committee. We had obligations on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So I was just here more often. So I started using flex dollars more and I was like, wow, flex dollars really come in handy.
Mm-hmm.
I never really noticed their use, to be quite fair.
And another thing about the meal swipes, you can only use your lunch meal swipe until, once it hits 2 p.m., you can't use your meal swipe after that.
That's the other thing I heard about it.
Like, if you have class before that, you have to use it before, because you're not going to be able to use it after.
Mm-hmm.
Or you just lose it for that day. Like, you can't eat lunch on main campus.
And then my advice definitely to, like, people going to Northlake, the incentive to really have a meal swipe to the extent that we have, where it's like 14 swipes a week and then the rest in flex dollars. I don't know how valuable that is, especially when your only dining option that's near you is the boardwalk.
I'm still doing the seven with flex dollars because
I recommend, yeah, the seven.
Because I come here to eat lunch like every, I love eating lunch.
But the
here.
14, I wouldn't do
no,
like 14.
Absolutely. I would never do the 14. Even if you're a freshman, don't do the 14. Do the one meal swipe a day. So even if you miss the main campus, you can use your flex dollars. Oh, furthermore, there's certain meal swipe options on campus. It's not even the full menu that you can use your meal swipe with. There's only like a select menu.
Yes, that is true. You cannot get everything.
Yeah, no, it's like
swipe.
The same, especially because they closed the two best places on main campus for the semester. Like, you can literally only get, like, a Chick-fil-A nuggets, Chick-fil-A sandwich, Brahma Sush Dunk City roll.
Or, okay, that's a pretty good sushi
yes,
roll.
Yes, so good. But, or you could get the little, like, the California roll and the veggie roll, they do not do it for me.
Okay, I enjoy them, though.
No, I enjoy them, but, like, I know if I
they're
eat them,
filling.
I'm going to need, like, food later.
Yeah, they're not filling at all.
Yeah.
At least not alone. Like, you definitely need something else. But you can't get nothing else because that's all that covers your meal plan, essentially.
Yeah, no. Do not do the 14 meal plan. I would say the seven meals with the flex dollars, that's phenomenal. Or I would do just flex.
And the nice thing about your meal plan is you can always adjust it if you need to get
no.
more meal swipe.
Oh, meal. Yeah, you can get more. You just can't go down.
You can't go down, but you can definitely get more.
Yeah.
So start small.
Yes.
See
yes.
where it takes you.
Yes. Yes. Do that. That perfect. Yeah, I would say meal plan. Again, seven meals or flex. Do not do the 14. Unlimited. Like, as much as you think you're gonna need it, you don't need it.
It's not practical to me.
That actually, wait, no, that came off wrong. That wasn't a dig. I'm just saying, like, like, it's not necessary because you go out to eat, you. FGCU has events here that provide food. Like, there's not a
but
need.
I will always conclude it depends on where you stand on
yes.
campus. If you live on campus a lot more and you find yourself here a lot more than, say, us, for example,
yeah,
going with 14 swipes a week or anything greater than that, I would completely understand, personally.
No.
I would, though, because
Tyler, I am on main campus every single day. I am in.
I know, but, like, you don't live in your Sovi dorm, you know? Like, you don't, like, you're not there every single day.
No.
24/7.
Absolutely not.
Like, I'm only there.
Oh, I'm only there at night.
essentially.
I'm only there.
Like, I'm really not there too often.
Oh yeah.
Anymore. Yeah, so no. That's why it's not practical for me. But if someone, like, I know people who are like, you know, STEM majors, mm-hmm. who have to spend a lot of hours. If they're not here in the library, they're typically in their Sovi dorm. Just
yeah.
In isolation.
Oh my god, Tyler. Okay, meal plan, roommates, recruitment. Was there any other like big FGCU issues? We talked about advising in classes. That's good. We talked about getting involved. Dealing with your parents.
This is an interesting topic. I did not know we were going to address this.
No, I love my parents.
Shall we see where this goes?
They took a very active approach to me doing all my FGCU stuff before school. Listen to them. They have a lot of helpful advice. I still don't check my email every single day, but that was like a big learning curve that my parents were trying to like help me through.
I have to check my email every day.
Yeah, I check it every other day. And then when I miss something, I'm like, hi, sorry for my late, sorry for my delayed response. I've been very busy.
I make it like, it's almost like not to, I guess it's how I developed, I guess, throughout my first year at FGCU is I've kind of become, it's become like a habit. Yeah. I wake up in the morning. That's one of the first things that I actually deal with.
Oh my god, good. That's not like that for me. But
that's like
hey.
One of my first stages of waking up is dealing with my emails. Because at that point, I'm typically up before, you know, we have to do our screening questionnaire every single day.
Uh-huh.
So I don't get that email right away. But I do get other ones that have like come in overnight because I typically don't check my emails like past 10.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I go to bed at 10. I just turn off everything academic at 10 typically.
I think we've covered everything, right?
I think we have too.
Is there any other issues that you were like, darn, I wish I knew this? It was the meal plan for me. Oh, take the shuttle. Do not bring your car on campus.
What? Oh, wait, yes.
Like during the day. No, yeah, like bring restate, a car. Bring restate. A car here bring if you your have car, your... Yeah.
Bring your car to university.
Bring your car to university. You are allowed to get a parking... like it's 10
it's
out of 10
amazing.
Recommend. You, like, it's good to be in control of your own...
And
transport.
On top of that, take advantage of it. Not many universities allow
yes.
first years to bring their cars to campus.
Yes.
So the fact that you're able to do it, I would take advantage of that opportunity.
Yes.
Because it will come in handy so many
but
times.
But what I meant by that, there's a rule, you cannot have your car on main campus before 6 p.m.
Yes.
Do not do that. I got a parking ticket because I was trying to speed over to Chick-fil-A to get my meal swipe by 2 p.m. And I was not going to wait for the shuttle because that would have taken too long.
This is when her hatred for meal plans
yes,
started.
Yes, this is when my hatred... No. I've hated my meal plan for a while. But but I was zooming over to Chick-fil-A and then I walk out to the guy putting the ticket on my car. And he's like, ma'am, is this your car? And I'm like, no.
Ghost stands in the corner just waiting for him to leave.
No, I said yes. Yes, and I literally was like, I'm sorry, I knew the rule, but, like, I needed to give it. And he's like, whatever.
You should totally start crying. Get, like,
no.
a sympathy
No,
call.
It does not work. Yeah, that's it. I think we're good.
I think we covered everything.
Okay, bye.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding.
What a way to end it.
I'm totally kidding. That's what that felt like to me. Okay.
Okay. Until then.
It's Greek to us. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you.